On this episode of the Sports is Job podcast, we are joined by the recently announced Assistant Director of Marketing for Bowling Green State University Athletics. Our guest started working for BGSU Athletics as a freshman in college in 2017. From there, she has climbed the ladder and has always challenged herself to do more. Before she's even graduated with her Bachelor of Science in Sport Management in 2021, she's accepted this offer to return to BGSU Athletics in their new role. Her story starts before her freshman year in 2017. Our guest is Allie Pop, and she is an amazing example of how maximizing the opportunity in front of you can open up doors for you. Congratulations on the new job. I mean, that's amazing. And because we talked about it earlier, like, we have similar journeys. So seeing that you got a job before you've already graduated, that's amazing. So if you just introduce yourself, let the listeners know who you are and what it is you currently do, and also the job that you'll be starting coming this December or already kind of started.
Hi, guys. My name is Allie Pop. I am a senior at Bowling Green State University. I'm finishing up my last semester. I'll be graduating in December. Being at BG, I have worked with the marketing and fan engagement department with the athletics. And I was day one of freshman year. And now with my finishing up my last semester, I actually became the assistant director of marketing and fan engagement, which is an interesting adventure still being in school and doing that. But I'm super excited about it. And be able to do the same thing I've been doing the last 4 years and that I love to continue doing it after post-graduation. So,
and that's the amazing part, because I think a lot of people when they're at these different universities and sport management programs, and we all naturally like, oh, I kind of want to do an internship elsewhere, or an internship there, or not work at the school. But it's like, you have the resource at whatever university, especially you have an athletic department. I would say take advantage of that. So, let's go back to day one. Let's go back to day one of freshman year. Was the intention to come in and work for the athletic department? And if it was, how did that happen?
100%. Like, I wanted to get involved as soon as possible. So we have a first day class at BG. So the freshmen all get to meet with all their professors and kind of get a little bit more insight of their major. So for sport management, we actually got to go to the athletic offices and talk with, like, Bob Mooseberger, who is our AD, talk to people in different departments to kind of get a feel. And they've always told us from day one that they're like, make sure you get involved, you know, reach out to people, like, who you figure out what you like and what you don't like. Once you figure out what you like and don't like, you know where to focus in sport. So in that meeting we had, the director of marketing at the time, he was telling us about, like, what marketing interns do. And it didn't seem all that flattering. He was like, oh, we roll t-shirts, we throw t-shirts, we run football, all the sports. He said handing out flyers didn't sound like the most fun, like, other than maybe throwing the t-shirts, but, like, spending hours rolling t-shirts, like, somebody would look at that and be like, why would I want to do that? But I was all on board. From as soon as he said something about marketing and the fan engagement aspect, I'm like, I want to talk to him. So, like, everyone's, like, moving around and, like, we're ready to go on to the next thing. And I walked straight up to him and I was like, hey, I want to focus in marketing and maybe go into fan engagement. Do you have, like, a business card or maybe an email I can contact you? Because I would, like, love to join your, like, marketing team. And he gave me his business card. I emailed him as soon as I got back to my dorm. And then he said that his assistant director would get in contact with him and they would reach out to me about maybe starting and doing, like, an interview. Never really got an interview like I thought I was going to. The assistant director emailed me and said, hey, can you work the football game on Saturday? And I said, yes. That's cool. Kind of where it all started.
And so for people, like, it seems like from your experience, and you said you worked with them from day one, so you did marketing promotions, and your experiences, you worked with minor league baseball teams and kind of did, you know, marketing and promotions. Did you fall in love with marketing and promotion from day one? Like, do you know if this is exactly kind of what you want to do?
Yes. Like, some people, they try different things. They're like, oh, I don't want to do facilities, or I don't want to do, like, the operations game day. Like, I don't want to be a floor mop. Like, that's where some people are on that sense. And then they try different things. Where me, I wasn't really into trying new things because I felt like I found my path. I went and did game ops, and I did facility management a little bit because at BG, our curriculum actually makes us work games for credit so that you can get a little bit of each of the departments and understand. We also have to reach out to people in the department, like interview them. So they give us the option to see what we like and don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But I've fell in love with marketing and fan engagement, and I didn't want to look at anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved what I was doing. I was good at what I was doing. So I didn't see why I needed to try to find something else when I kind of felt like I already found it.
It was the perfect fit already from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that people are listening, especially if you're listening to this and you're a undergraduate student or you're a graduate student. Sometimes the perfect fit you find out right from the beginning. Like, I know there's the advice that, like you were saying, try a bunch of different things. But maybe right off the bat, you fall in love with marketing. You fall in love with game operations. And maybe it's simply what you have to do to find out is interviewing people like Ali did, you know, hey, what does your job entail? How do you do this? Or just volunteering at events and not maybe necessarily getting an actual internship and job. So there is a possibility where you fall in love with it from right off, you know, right off the start. Now, what you were doing freshman year, I imagine has to be different compared to what you were doing now. What were some of the things? Maybe you're doing the same thing, maybe it's similar, but what were you doing freshman year on the job? And then what are you doing now?
So freshman year, it was a bunch of, like I said earlier, was the rolling t-shirts. It was putting flyers around campus. It was walking up to people with giveaways and being like, hey, come to our game on Friday, come to our game on Saturday. So more of that self-promote out on campus. I was the hard work. Other people came up with the ideas, and I was the one to be like, you have to go out and do this. You have to go talk to people. You have to go get contestants. Now I'm more on the end of, I'm the one coming up with new ideas. I am the one creating the scripts for game days. The last 2 years, a little bit of three, I only did it kind of partially, but I have been the head of the kids club for BG while also doing the school day games, where I would organize the game from beginning to end for the school days. So when the kids got into the stadium to when they were waiting for the buses, and playing music and dancing music and stuff like that. So I went from a hustle and do all the work I can that I'm told to do to now I'm more delegating other people, and I'm creating the content of the freshmen now are having to grind to like meet people. So I've kind of like moved up in like authority even before I became the assistant. Like I got this role sophomore and junior year because we had a new thing called lead interns. So there's four interns over the rest of the 20 to 25 of us that would speak directly with the director and assistant. And we would come up with ideas. And each week we'd brainstorm like who works well with who and all that kind of stuff. So I've been kind of involved highly since the new director came through. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. I still love rolling t-shirts. So it's not like I moved up junior, senior year and I'm like, I don't want to roll t-shirts anymore. I love a good rolled t-shirt.
Yeah. And it's funny because I can, you know, relate to that in the sense that like yesterday, I was doing like kind of what our student workers were doing. We have like this funny thing in the wellness center that kind of looks like a Ghostbusters backpack and they use it to like clean the machines. And yeah, I help make the decisions now and more in the leadership role. But I took the opportunity to play around with it and do what they were doing. Because sometimes it's just fun to do certain things that they're doing and reminisce about that certain things. But I think the important thing that you talked about is you went from somebody who was doing like the small tasks to doing the big tasks, you know, to put a label on it. And that transition is something that everybody wants. Everybody wants to know how to become that person who's rolling the t-shirts to the person that's saying, hey, this is how you roll the t-shirt. This is the design of the t-shirt. This is how you're going to market it. What do you owe to that transition? How did you build trust with the people up below you in the leadership role to get their trust to do different things and get more responsibilities?
So hard work. Every time that you're assigned a game, show up early. If report time is 6, show up at 5:30. Like it, for me, like I was always taught 15 minutes early is late. So 15 minutes before 15 minutes is right on time. Even if you're the first one there, even if you're there before your boss is, it shows that you're ambitious and you're ready to start, and that you're wanting, you know, whatever you're doing, like game day, anything, you're ready to start the game and you're ready to be there in full support. For me, like, I very rarely ever called off the day, be like, hey, like, I'm not feeling good, I'm not going to work. No, I would be at games and I worked as hard as I could. I always talked to the director. I was never like, I'm going to sit back and let them just tell me what I'm doing. I'm like, no, I want to, like, I have this idea. Mm-hmm. Like, even though as a freshman, I was doing hard work, but I still had ideas and I tried to preach those ideas to them as much as I could, because I'm like, I want to be seen as someone of value on the team. Like, I didn't want to be like that freshman. So my freshman year, there was only two freshmen. I think there was me and one other person. And the other freshman, he never came back after freshman year. So sophomore year, I was the only sophomore, and we had like 8 freshmen come in. And my class has always been the smallest until this past year, where people did it for their internship. But the fact that the other intern that was a freshman with me dropped out and that I got myself through was enough courage that I'm like, I'm doing something right. I'm working hard enough to keep where I'm going, and that they want to keep me in that sense. So.
And I think that advice, I think we take for granted, I kind of think, the simple advice of hard work. Like, everybody says that, like, oh, work hard, work this and that. And when you ask people to give advice, sometimes it's just as simple as working hard. And working hard isn't simple. It's about doing the small things correct, showing up on time. And then I do like that, the fact that you kind of said to be proactive. When the opportunity presents itself to pitch an idea, do it. Or even when it comes to communicating, like, make it known that, hey, you know, this is kind of my idea. And you never know where it can go with it. And before we jumped on recording, we had a lengthy conversation, and you mentioned how kind of BGSU has always been your dream school, and you mentioned the story of you in seventh grade. Please share that with everybody, the listeners listening.
Yeah, so in middle school, we had an assignment in school where we had to write a professional letter to a university that we are interested in maybe going to, or a college, community college, whatever. So we wrote our letters and we sent them out, and we had the return address to the school, so that our teacher would receive them and then she'd hand them out to us in class. So I sent mine to Bowling Green. I was living in Louisiana at the time, so most kids were sending their letters to LSU, to other schools like they were close by. But a week or two goes by and no one's got their letter yet. And then one day I was the first one to get my letter in class. And it was not like an envelope. It was like one of those huge, like, vanilla envelopes, the like size of like a piece of paper. And it had like a welcome booklet with like all the majors and the things you could do on campus, all the different dorms you could live in. And it had like a part about like finances. And then also inside was a letter directly from the president, which was weird because like, I'm just like a middle school kid. Like, I'm not like a senior in high school that's like just about to like confirm that they're going to go to a certain university or not. Like, I'm literally seventh, eighth grade, and I'm getting all this from a university. And then all the rest of my friends in my class got like little letters, or some looked like you could tell were like robot letters that like only changed the name. Be like, oh, thank you for your interest and those kind of things. But mine was like directly about me, and it answered questions I had in my letter. So since that day, BG has kind of had that part of my heart that I was like, this is definitely a university I would really like to go to. And like, other universities came to mind when I moved around, but BG was always the top of the list. So
that's cool. And I think they won you over from the seventh grade. I think that handwritten letter, that customizable letter from the president, kind of paid off because of kind of what you've done while you've been there at BGSU and working with the athletic department. The one thing I want to go into is, when you found out you got, you know, they offered you this opportunity that once you graduate, you'll have this job, what was the feeling? What was the feeling of that conversation? Because I remember when they finally sent me, you know, they said, hey, we're going to offer you a job. And the stress of trying to find a job out there, right? It's so stressful, it's like that weight on your shoulders. And especially right now for you, who's going to be graduating in the midst of everything that's happening, I imagine the stress what I dealt with and the stress you deal with was probably 10 times worse than I was dealing with.
Yeah, so I got to talk to you by the director, I would say back in January, February, so before all this even happened. So like I was basically told that starting in August of this year that I was going to be the assistant, and him kind of grooming me to like be where I'm at now so that I was ready to be the assistant coming in August. But then everything started happening with, you know, COVID and quarantine and classes going online. I had to have an internship before I graduated to be able to graduate. So finding a job for that for the summer was really difficult. Like a lot of people I'd like interviewed with were like, yeah, we're no longer having sports. And I was like, well, if I don't have an internship, I can't graduate on time, then I won't be able to become the assistant. Like everything was like, I was all planned out in January, and then it all started to crumble all the way down through the year, which is hard. But I had finally got an internship. I worked with Northwoods like college baseball team in Michigan this summer, which was, it was a job. I'm not going to say it was the best. I'm not going to say it was the worst completely. But it was something to get credit and to have a little bit more of experience. I have a little bit more of, you know, problem solution solving from this summer because of that internship. But I think everything that's led up that I'm like, I'm happy that I have job security here at BG. It's just, I don't know how to word it. It's just, it's a tough time right now. And I don't even with the job security of BG, not knowing what's going to happen in the next month or two, I could no longer have a job. And that's like, it's really hard to try to get ready for post-grad because it's like, oh, sports are gone in the college level for the fact of fan engagement. Like people are playing, but there's no fans. So like my job is literally gone. it's hard, but I'm getting through it. So,
I mean, that's the good thing. I think is just keep pushing forward. So what is your work like? What your work day look like? What are you doing now? Because you were saying, you know, there's nobody going to games. So what are you working on these days?
So right now, kind of like athletic wise, we're still having meetings. So I have meetings with all the rest of the communication and media and marketing directors. So people that deal with social media and communications of writing articles and stuff for the university. For athletics. And we also are still meeting with our interns. We're still brainstorming things. And what we're doing without sports, we're actually doing small events on campus. So we're like today, we're actually on Tuesdays, we do these like do Why Not Tuesdays. They're like little activities. Like today, I think we're doing cornhole. If you make one of the beanbags into the hole, then you win a prize. It's just out there getting our name out there, being like, hey, we're a part of athletics. We're the marketing team. We want to make sure you're having fun even during these times. We know sports aren't a thing, but hey, still come out and have fun with us. We also do days like Tasty Thursdays, which is the day we go on campus with a table full of snacks. And we're like, you want one? Grab one. So it's just out there still like engaging with fans, just not in the sport atmosphere that we're all looking for. I'm also still working on things for our kids club on their website with like puzzles and games and stuff where kids can still engage with athletics online without there being sports. But besides that, because of my job, I had to pick up a part-time job. I'm actually working at Meijer's. If you guys don't know what Meijer's is, it's mostly in like the Midwest area. It's like a grocery store, like Walmart. So I'm a cashier there part-time. Just to make money and to fill in space that I don't have working sports. So,
I mean, that's the hard thing, but also the great thing about people working in sports is that, like, I think we all kind of have that humility to be able to pick up a part-time job. I mean, obviously it sucks that, you know, our situations where maybe working in sports right off the bat doesn't pay well, or job security isn't that great, especially going right now. But I think we all kind of, it seems similar in the sense that everybody's kind of willing to pick up a part-time job if necessary, doing the necessary things. The last thing I would like to ask you is, now looking back from freshman year, you know, looking back to freshman year, and there had to be some sort of growth there. What would you have told yourself, your freshman year self, after going through everything you've gone through, working in sports and working with BGSU? What would be the advice you would give yourself?
Well, that's tough. I mean, my biggest thing is just keep going. Because some days it can be a little hard, where it was like I didn't feel like what I was doing was rewarding enough. Rolling t-shirts and going to games, but like, I'm like, this is starting to get a little bit tiring. Like, I like what I'm doing, but it's like really repetitive. Things can be tough. Some people are going to doubt you. I had a lot of people freshman year that are like, oh, you like sports? I'm like, yeah, I work in sports. And they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I do marketing and fan engagement. They're like, oh, that seems lame. I'm like, well, next time you go to a sporting event and I see you wearing a t-shirt, I'm not going to throw one to you. But you're welcome. So I even had family that doubted me, because like, they're like, oh, you're majoring in sport management. What exactly are you going to do with that? It was kind of like, don't let that get to you, because I let it get to me a lot freshman year. I was like, they're right. Like, what am I doing? Like, oh my gosh, like I have to have my life planned out. I'm only 18 and I need to know what I'm going to do for the next 25, 30 years of my life. But definitely telling myself it's okay to do it at your own pace, but still work hard and know that you may not see the reward now, but you're going to get it later. Because I never thought freshman year that I would be the assistant director before I even finished graduating. That wasn't even in my mindset. So that's really where I am, is just know that the reward is coming. And if you show up enough effort and work hard enough and keep going and don't stop, you'll eventually see the reward. You don't know, you're in the moment of where you used to struggle until you're in that moment. So,
And that's a beautiful message. And I can definitely relate on the sense that when you tell your friends or your family about working in sports, they don't understand. No, I mean, it's honestly, like, unless you work in sports, unless you're majoring in sport management, you don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, only the sport management people and the people that work in sports truly understand, like, that feeling. Because I did get that resistance too. It's like, even now, like, working full-time in sports, everybody knows. And if you don't know and you're a college student, let me just tell you that working in sports, your first couple of years, your entry-level job or whatever it is, it's not going to be paid well. And for me, you know, I graduated. I moved into this full-time role. And I'm seeing a bunch of my peers, my classmates, and my friends, they're making good money. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm making 70, 80 grand working this entry-level job. I'm like, what? Like, where did that come from? And so I think you have to be comfortable with the fact that you're going to get resistance from other people, that you're going to see other people in other industries the same age as you make more money. But like you were saying, Ali, the reward comes later. The reward comes in different forms with working in sports. We absolutely love what we do. Yes, there's the days that we don't like it, but the reward of being part of something that we're passionate about, that we 90% of the time love doing, that we wouldn't want to be doing elsewhere, and the fact that people admire, like, it's interesting now because people admire what we do in sports now. Like, they're like, wow, like, I was filing files in the file cabinet for work today. And then you're like, oh, well, I was rolling t-shirts and designing t-shirts. And they're like, what? Like, I wish I could do that. So for everybody listening, I think it's just important, again, like, you're going to get doubt from other people. You're going to get that resistance. And you may even doubt yourself. But in the short sight, short term wise, you may not see the reward, but the long term wise, it will come. As long as you keep yourself in the right path and you do what you have to do and what necessary, the reward will come. And even for me right now, to be totally honest, I don't see that reward. I see it somewhat, but it's not fully there. And I know that if I keep on the right path, eventually that reward will pop up and things will happen there. But Ali, thank you again for hopping on the podcast. And where can people find you on social media and connect with you?
I'm mostly on Twitter. So APOP 15, so APOPP 15 on Twitter. That's where I'm normally retweeting things and normally find fan engagement or things even for the Scrooge team that I work with. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I think LinkedIn's the same as my Twitter. Instagram, you can follow my Instagram. My Instagram name is a lot different because it's the same app that I had since like middle school. So it's Young Allie. So Young has no O, so it's Y-U-N-G dot Allie, so A-L-I-E, 15. yeah.
Well, there you go, everybody. Shout out again to Allie for coming on the podcast. I'm sure that you can find value in her beautiful stories of the way she started and the way life works and where she is today. So if you're listening to this podcast, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you found value of this, all I ask is you share it with somebody else. And again, till next time, we are all on our own individual journeys, but you are not alone.